This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Comes as a surprise when I feel my withered roots begin to grow. Well, I never had a place that I could call my.
Welcome back, Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. Brought to you by Golfdom. TaylorMade Stealth Woods are available, fully stocked now at Golfdom. Take advantage of Golfdom's fitting promotion. You can get a free putter or wedge fitting with any premium fitting for the Stealth or Callaway Rogue ST. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Everybody's doing great. Well. We were talking about it earlier. It's just kind of a packed week for the NFL, and the Super Bowl is in the back burner. You got the name change.
Yeah, which is actually good for the NFL. Well, no, let me rephrase that. Obviously, the news that you're talking about for the NFL is not good.
Correct.
But there's really nothing to talk about Super Bowl wise until the teams get to Los Angeles next week. So the NFL would probably prefer people be, you know, speculating on who's the better quarterback, Matthew Stafford or Joe Burrow. But the Flores thing to me just pushes everything else into the background, and the Snyder thing is news, but it's a repeat of what we already know. It's not that, like, it's anything. It's a new charge, but it's a new charge that's part of a bigger story that's been going on now for 18 months since the Post's initial reporting. But Flores filing the lawsuit. I mean, to be honest, you know, it's kind of the culmination of everything I wrote in Raise a Fist, Take a Knee,
right,
about what happens to black coaches, not just in football, but across the board, that it's harder to get hired and harder to keep your job. And the denials that are coming out, the Elway denial is an absolute non-denial denial. I mean, he basically says, yeah, okay, I might have looked terrible walking into the meeting, but I flew all night.
Right, he said he wasn't drunk or hungover, he was jet-lagged.
Yeah, he was jet-lagged. And so why not say to a coaching candidate, meet us in Chicago at 11 in the morning if you had an interview the day before. And if he turns that down, if he says that's too tough, then he's not the guy you want to hire anyway. He needs to want the job enough to get on a plane and fly to Chicago, for crying out loud. I don't believe Flores can be lying about all of this. And the Belichick thing is right there. I mean, you can't deny that one. And I think it just crystallizes everything that Mike Tomlin said to me and Tony Dungy said to me and Lovie Smith said to me and Jim Caldwell said to me when I was researching the book. And here we are. Warner just reported that Doug Peterson's been hired in Jacksonville. And, you know, there were big rumors that Byron Leftwich was going to get that job. He didn't. So now we've had six jobs filled by, and all six have been filled by white guys. So we still sit here with one black NFL coach.
Yeah, the numbers are overwhelming. I wonder, though, and look, I graduated law school in 97, and the case can have merit, but it's going to be very difficult, I think, to prove each individual case. Because even with the Giants one with Belichick, you know, texting, he's not part of the Giants organization.
Well, here's what I think. I don't think this is ever going to come to court. I mean, it would take years. And the thing the NFL has to be most afraid of is discovery. I mean, you have a law degree. You understand that. And they don't want discovery any more than they want the Snyder Report to come out publicly, the entire Snyder Report. That's why they specifically asked to not have a report in writing. That's part of their cover-up. In discovery, it's hard to cover up. And I believe that there'll be a settlement of some kind. You know, they settled with Kaepernick. I'm sure they gave him a lot of money to buy his silence. I think they'll settle with Flores. Whether they'll be able to buy his silence, I don't know, because he's clearly very pissed off about this.
Well, all right, so let's get to Snyder.
Apparently Flores is one of the three candidates for the Texans job right now.
Yeah, well, call me when he gets the job.
I'm not saying he will. But maybe,
but
you know,
see, that's the problem with the Rooney Rule. Okay, the Rooney Rule was invented with good intent. I believe that, and Dan Rooney proved it when he hired Mike Tomlin a few years later. But what's happened now is the Rooney Rule has become a way for teams to cover up the fact that they're not going to hire a black guy, because they say, well, we interviewed Brian Flores, we interviewed Leslie Frazier, we interviewed whomever, and then they say, well, yeah, you know, like the Giants saying he was a candidate until the 11th hour. I don't believe that. I believe he was part of a cover up, and the bottom line is the numbers. The bottom line is, you know, and as Tony Dungy said to me, again referencing the book again, but what he said to me is, you can't sit here and say there aren't qualified candidates. I mean, how is Eric Bieniemy's not even in the conversation right now?
Apparently the Saints are going to look at him now.
I'm stunned he doesn't get more mention or looks.
If you look at his background, though, there's some checkered stuff there. Some checkered
stuff. Not as a coach. Not as a coach.
Okay, but
what was the checkered stuff?
As an adult, there's
quite a few things. Was there prostitution or something?
Well, there's some maybe some using sex to lure recruits. There's some DWI. So there's some stuff in the background.
That goes way back to when he was coaching in college.
Yeah,
and he was never convicted of anything. And look, if you know, it's like Mike Krzyzewski said years ago, one of the smarter things a coach ever said, when his friend Mike Jarvis was being investigated at St. John's, he said, if you take a close look at any program, including my own, you're going to find issues. And I think if you take a close look at most people's lives, you'll find issues. You know, and but Bieniemy's been interviewed 11 times. 11 times. Mm-hmm. For head coaching jobs, and hasn't gotten one. And you know, you see white guys who are less accomplished than him as coordinators who are getting jobs one after the other.
Some that aren't even
coordinators. Dungy pointed out, you know how many the six hires this year? Two of the last 26 coaching hires in the NFL have been black. Two.
Mm-hmm. And Cully.
And you know, 75% of the players are black.
I want to ask you about Snyder, because all of this stuff doesn't surprise a single person. I think you even referenced it, right? I mean, we've heard a lot of these
right.
stories, new details. You know, they're gross, but we all know. Kind of, I know who Dan Snyder is. Right. I have a pretty good idea.
He's a great agent.
We haven't heard the hand under the skirt, though.
Okay, but it's not a shock. Nothing shocking.
No, I'm not saying it's shocking, but it's a new sexual assault. Sure. Allegation directly
right.
towards
okay,
him.
Okay, fair
it's,
enough.
You add it to the pile.
But add it to the pile where he should already have been gotten rid of a long time ago.
Yep.
Is it the reason why he's not gone, though? Because kind of similar to what you're seeing even in network TV right now, is that he's just going to go scorched earth on all the other owners, right?
Yes, there's no question. They know that he's litigious. They know that if they throw him out, he's going to be pissed off, and he's going to want to get anybody he can. And as an owner, he probably knows stuff about other owners that we don't know. And yet he'll absolutely go public and say, this guy did that. You know, the bottom line is, this is an old white boys club. You know, that's what it is. 30 of the owners are white. Most men, most older men. Look what happened with Bob Kraft. You know, it was completely, he got off on a technicality, and you know, the networks, you mentioned them, still show him in his box, you know, cheering whenever the Patriots do something good. And it's the same thing. By the way, I do think one of the reasons they pick Commanders for the name is because Snyder is going to claim to be the commander in chief, and he's going to want them to play Hail to the Chief. when he walks into his box at games. you're right. You're absolutely right. They don't want to go after him. I still remember, I've told you guys this story 10, 12 years ago. I was doing a piece on Goodell, and I actually was allowed to interview him in his office, which would never happen today, and he refused to talk to me for the book, as I've mentioned to you guys. And I said to him, you know, off the record, turn on the tape recorder. What are you going to do about Snyder? Because he was a problem even back then. And, oh, Dan's a great guy. You know, Dan, I like Dan. He's really a good guy. And I just looked at him like, what?
Well, that proves he's an empty suit if he thinks Dan Snyder's a good guy and a good owner.
Well, he is an empty suit, and that's been proven over the last, you know, 7, 8, 10 years, really dating to Ray Rice when he was exposed for who he is.
But let me just say, I would be an empty suit for $45 million per year.
Well, that's a very good point, because, again, I asked both Dungy and Mike Tomlin. I said, why do you think Goodell won't talk to me? I never had any issues with him, per se. You know, like with some other people. And they both said the same thing. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed by the fact, by the numbers, and he knows there's nothing he can say other than sounding like an empty suit to defend the situation, so he's avoiding you completely. And, you know, I got literally almost, you saw the statement the NFL made when Flores filed the suit, you know, the NFL is all for diversity, blah, blah. Brian McCarthy, the PR guy for Goodell, in turning me down, sent me an email that's almost identical word for word.
Right.
To the statement they put out this week on Flores. So it's just, you're right. He doesn't want to lose his $44 million a year job. And if he starts screaming at guys, you've got to give black coaches a better chance, both in terms of hiring and in terms of keeping their jobs. You know, suppose he came out publicly and said, how could Stephen Ross possibly fire Brian Flores given his record in 3 years? How could that happen? You know, and a white coach would never have gotten fired with this record. Well, he'd lose his $44 million a year job. I wouldn't stand up and scream for that either.
I just don't see a solution. That's what's so annoying.
That's what's so depressing. You're right. You know, and maybe Flores outing them this way will bring some. But still, here we sit here. You would think that the first thing that would happen is the next couple of hires in this cycle would be black. So they could say, hey, look, Brian, you know, maybe you didn't get a job, but Eric Bieniemy got a job, or you know, Byron Leftwich got a job, or whomever, but they don't seem to care. Because they think they're above the law, and you know why they think they're above the law? Because they are.
No, they got a lot of power. Yep.
They got a lot of power. They've got... you know, Congress is saying they want, you know, the report, the Snyder report. Well, Congress doesn't have the power to demand that because of the antitrust exemption that the NFL has, as does MLB, which is part of the problem with the baseball negotiations. But they really don't have the power to force them to do anything. Nobody does.
Right. That's why I saw some of the congressmen and people were upset about it. They're like, nothing's going to happen from this. You know.
No, and you know, when the only congressional hearing that really had an impact on anything was the steroid hearings where Ken Seiko blasted everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody could come out and say that it wasn't true. And so baseball sort of had to jump in. I wrote a column last week about Barry Bonds and not getting into the Hall of Fame, and Clemens not getting into the Hall of Fame, saying they shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. And I said, you know, there are people who are upset that Bud Selig's in the Hall of Fame because he, for years, ignored what was going on. And Bud Selig, I got a call from Rich Levin, who was Bud Selig's PR guy for years, and saying that Bud was upset because he never ignored it. And I said, wait a minute. It wasn't until the 2000s that MLB moved to do anything. And in the 1990s, we all knew what was going on. The media is guilty, too, by the way. I mean, and I include myself in that. But please don't tell me that Bud didn't ignore it. He did for a long time. And I like Bud Selig, by the way. But, you know, again, that congressional hearing, not because Congress did anything, but because of what came out of it, did something. Every other congressional, I've testified before Congress, you know, and it doesn't do anything other than give the congressman some publicity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to agree with you on the steroid guys. As great as they were, I mean, they ruined the integrity of the records. You know?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know, and everybody knows that Bonds' record is false. And they say, well, he was a Hall of Famer before he took steroids. Well, that's like saying the guy never committed murder before he committed murder. He still committed murder. He still cheated. He still cheated the game. He cheated everybody in baseball, not just Bonds, obviously. Clemens, Sosa, all those guys, Palmeiro, and you can go down the list. And then there are people who say, well, what about this guy? You know, Mike Piazza. There was never any real evidence that Piazza was guilty. I'm not saying he wasn't.
Probably
I just
was.
Don't know.
Probably was.
With Bonds and Clemens and guys like that, we know.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, next week we'll be able to talk about the game, hopefully.
By the way, but the big news of the week is that Punxsutawney's Phil saw his shadow.
Six more weeks.
Yes. 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get some today, too.
I think it's going to be 25 degrees colder tonight.
It is. Oh, and you're going to get some ice.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Oh, can't wait.
Great. Yeah. Great. All right. Thank you, John.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you next week. Right. John Feinstein, best-selling author. He was brought to you by Golftham. They've got your tailor-made stealth woods available, fully stocked now at Golftham. Take advantage of Golftham's fitting promotion. You get a free putter or wedge fitting with any premium fitting for the Stealth or Callaway Rogue ST. Golftham, live the game. Coming up next, we'll shift gears, open up the entertainment page here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.